After long and hard negotiations, Moshe finally gives in. He agrees to be the leader of the Jewish people. Not something that he wants to do, but something he feels that he has no choice. He says yes to God. And so he goes back to Midian, says goodbye to his father-in-law, and packs up his family, gets ready to go. And then God gives him yet another pep talk. He speaks to him once again. And in that speech, what does God tell him? God tells him, I want you to go and take what? Your staff. Take the staff with you. Okay? And then in the very next pasuk, God once again tells him, he says, listen, I want you to take the miracles that I give you in your hand. Now, we watch these psukim, we know these psukim, we've seen this story so many times. We know what is the vehicle with which all of the miracles happen. Of course, it's through the staff. And so, why can't we just combine pasuk 1 and 2? Tell us, take in your hand the matzah, and that matzah, that staff you have, is going to be the staff that will bring forth all of the miracles. It's a great, great question. Rabbi Norman Lamb has a beautiful explanation that I believe is spot on. Rabbi Lamb says that, you know what the problem is? That Moshe Rabbeinu could have mistakenly felt that the reason the miracles were happening was because of the staff. And should it be that Moshe Rabbeinu thought that way, he would forget for a moment that the source of all these great miracles is not in fact the stick, but it's God. And so Moshe Rabbeinu was instructed, take this stick. This stick is a support for you. Moshe, I know that you have anxiety about going. Moshe, I know that you don't want this job. Take this stick. It is going to hold you. It is going to give you a sense of security. But Moshe Rabbeinu, I want you to know that the miracles have nothing to do with the stick. I put them in your hands, and they are a direct line from me. My Lamb points out that too often in life, people rely on a stick or a crutch of some sort to convince them that they're okay. They believe if I do this, it's going to be okay. All kinds of schoolos, all kinds of other things. Says Rabbi Lamb, it could not be any further from the truth because it all comes directly from God. And that is where the source of all of our success is. He ends by quoting a halacha that says, if a person is davening Shmona Esrei, they're not allowed to lean on the shtender, the table, anything. They have to be completely standing by themselves. He suggests that perhaps it's based on what we just learned. Is that the idea is that when I daven and when I pray and when I connect to God, I have to recognize that there is nothing supporting me other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have a great day.